This week on Channel 9, I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And Brian Keller, again, don't know where he is. He's going to be gone for 2 weeks in Italy, though.
I know. I think the people filling out the PDC forms for the workshop on Saturday possibly offended him, because he is a vegetarian. Someone said special dietary requirements.
Yes.
And they put down bacon.
Yes.
Which is why I wore my bacon t-shirt.
Ah, that's why. Nine times out of ten, Clint is wearing that. So let's jump right into it. Big news, of course, and we've talked about this a couple times now, ASP.NET security update. So Scott Gu's blog has all the details. Some common questions about this one, and maybe just for some context, security update was ASP.NET had a security vulnerability where part of the encryption stuff, you could send information, it would give you too much information that you could then use to figure out and decrypt, get some information from view state and so forth. This fix, before there was a patch or a workaround that would basically turn off custom errors, now you can actually turn custom errors back on and apply this patch.
Yeah, and then one big thing to note is it will cause the server to have some downtime while the patch is being applied. So schedule maintenance windows to apply it. Or, you know, if you do have a web farm, cycle out the servers as you're patching them and bring them back online.
Yeah, so super important. And I think the other thing is just to remember is this security update doesn't affect SharePoint, which was a common question people were asking. But you should also remember to patch your Windows 7 machines.
Yes.
So, for example, if you have Windows 7 on IIS, you should make sure to patch that as well.
And regarding SharePoint, it does work with SharePoint, though.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Don Box had a post on Oslo, and Oslo was a number of things, but it's basically kind of a state of the union, if you will. So with that, one of the things that got renamed was the SQL Server Modeling Repository Modeling Services. So that project is not something that they're going to productize. Similarly, Quadrant, which was a set of tools to visualize and query information, is also not going to be productized in favor of these things, in favor of OData, which is instead of all information being in repositories, you have a set way to get at data from different data sources. So it's federated, if you will. And then M, which is a programming language, they don't have anything to announce today, but they're still working on that, and there's still a team working on M.
Okay.
So important for developers to know kind of where things are in the product cycle, and that these things are being discontinued in favor of other products or initiatives.
So coding for fun, my little baby. We released a home energy monitoring app that does have a Windows Phone 7 component.
So what are we looking at here? What does this give us?
So this is just a very basic, this is, I believe, the design time view, because that wonderful thing. But this basically tells you your current energy, your temperature, what time, and then the date. And what that, you can basically extrapolate, you know, how much power you're currently using. Mm-hmm. It's a device that I believe costs about $100-some-odd, a nice Ken Capelli? Kepi? Sorry, I totally just botched your name. But it's a device that's available across the world. You can get it on Amazon. You snap it on, so you don't have to do anything dangerous, and then it just figures out how much energy you've used, and then through simple APIs, you can build this out.
Cool.
It's a cool little thing.
So I can know who's spending, you know, wow, that's awkward. Who's spending time in my house during the day? And then I can... you know, get a divorce. It's going to be great. Looking forward.
Awkward.
Coding for fun. Ruining marriages 100% of the time.
Awkward.
So Scott Mitchell from Four Guys from Rolla. And I remember reading this site in like 98, 99.
Yeah.
When ASP Plus just came out, talking about ASP.NET. And Scott Mitchell's still writing articles for them. This one's a really good one. It's how you can dynamically zip files using .NET Zip. So .NET Zip is a library that you can call within ASP.NET, and there's a couple things you have to do in config for web.config to reference the DLL and all that good stuff. But what it allows you to do is select the files, and then you can actually download that file. And that file, you're literally writing this, saving to a stream.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the web stream. So pretty cool, pretty handy to be able to use. And maybe, you know, something like that would be features Niners would want, where you'd be able to select multiple videos and actually download, zip them before downloading. Maybe.
Yeah, it's... see, there the problem, though, is that a video file is very, very big, and it's already... compress. You can't really compress a video file.
True, true.
So it seems overkill.
PowerPoints?
PowerPoints, maybe? You can make the argument, yes.
But actually, PowerPoints are in a compressed file format. Aren't they in a zip file?
Kind of, yes, and... Actually, yeah, you are right. There's a PPTX as a zip file, basically.
I know, we're going to have to do exercise some, for the reader.
Yeah.
What is a good use of zips? Andy, who we covered last week, has another article. This is a video showing how the right ways to do collision detection for Windows Phone Silverlight development.
Yes.
We should say so.
And source code is available. So thank you, Andy, for releasing this.
Lots of good stuff. And that's Clint, by the way. He was giving you a shout out as Brian Kell.
I know.
Embarrassing.
Awkward.
Embarrassing. Now, must have tools for MVC developers. What I was surprised at was some of the more measurement tools like Firebug and YSLOW didn't make it into the must-have, because I think those are must-haves maybe for all web developers, and maybe these are just MVC. But one of the first ones, and make sure I get this name right, is Chirpy Zippy, which is a tool that basically minifies, combines things, and then uses the YUI compressor as well. So it does a lot of the things to basically take your files, compress all the text, compress all the CSS, combine files so there aren't that many requests within a specific page, and so forth. So nice to have an integration. That's definitely a must-have.
Yeah.
T4 for people that are doing dynamic templates was mentioned as well. The ASP.NET Sprite and Image Optimization, another way to do it. And then ELMA, which is, we've talked about before, Exception Logging Management and Application Handling, something like that. ELMA.
So actually how I took this was, these are tools that any MVC developer should have, not just web. So it's a far more focused.
Yes, yes, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So it's a hard list to think about, because I really want to add tools. I want to add the superset, which is all web developers must have this. This is... just if you're just doing MVC, you must have this. But there's also the
Then where's Fiddler?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's my point, right? Like, hey, what is it doing?
Yep.
The page. So
Xamalot. Yeah, let's go with that.
Like Camelot.
So these are free XAML assets. So you can get some pretty nice quality items on there. So you no longer have to worry about where am I going to get these art assets and get them to work. Now, one key thing is, if you are doing phone development, you may want to actually convert the XAML back into actually PNGs or JPEGs to get the performance boost, because this will add additional hit on the phone. But on a WPF or Silverlight app, I think a modern PC is more than willing to take that.
Yeah, some of these files actually are also available in PNG and SVG, or SVG, I should say. And for phone, if you're doing app bar, then you will need PNG no matter what anyways.
Yeah.
So, but still cool stuff. And
I love
going through this and just leveraging other people's great artwork. So one that I thought was really cool was, and Larry talked about, met with the Office web team. Is one, the Office web team hit 20 million users, but the big feature is that you can now use Office web apps to embed PowerPoint and Excel.
Nice.
So this is awesome for our blogs, and really, I wonder if it's one of the things, and this is probably a question for Channel 9 viewers, would you all want, like, say, for example, in a PDC or... you know, we have PDC coming around the corner, would you want the ability to have an embedded PowerPoint view? such that you could actually download slides and maybe, like, while you're going through the session, be able to have that nice thing. Because there's a lot of people that build cool slides. Should that just be a feature of Channel 9? So, especially if it's not too hard to do. Obviously, we're going to have to look at what ways we can do to automate it. And obviously, the manual way can probably be done today.
Yeah.
When people are going into the code. So, something to experiment. But if you're a blogger and you're sharing PowerPoints or Excel, I should call out, love me some Excel, you can do this directly.
Yeah. Yep.
So, very cool stuff.
IE9 question and answers. This is with Dean. I'm not going to pronounce his last name.
Hakamovich?
So this is Charles asking for questions, basically, so then we can answer your questions with them.
Yeah, we've done, Dean's been on Channel 9 for a long time. We've had him on Channel 9 Live for some Q&As and stuff, so it's always nice. We always try to encourage people to ask questions, so that way, you know, if they have questions on IE9 or sort of the direction of IE9, they have a venue to ask, you know, Dean, and, you know, the buck stops here, if you will, for Dean for IE9 stuff. So this should be cool stuff. Looking forward to this one, and I'm sure I retweeted this, so hopefully we'll be getting a lot of good questions here too.
To your 4 Twitter followers?
Dozens of Twitter followers.
That he all created.
Test 001. Picks of the week!
Picks of the week!
So my pick is, along the lines of Q&A, is Sean Hargreaves, who I got to talk to, has been on Channel 9 Live as well, which was one of the our top questions coming in for XNA when we did a Channel 9 Live session. We were talking about Windows Phone and XNA. We got a lot of good questions from Niners to ask, and Charles Cox as well. Nick emceed this, and I think it went really well.
Nice.
So I love the more live interactive Q&A. I actually hope we can do more to make that process interactive, but also getting questions beforehand so the people that can't attend that can watch later. But I think this is cool. So,
and this
what's
is
your pick?
I as some people may know, I really like hardware, and Colin Miller, who runs the .NET Micro Framework team, it was at Maker Faire New York. Regrettably, I was not allowed. I could not attend, and they released or
that's
announced.
That's your way to jab me. Great. Okay. No, that's fine. It's cool. That's cool. No, keep going. Keep going.
Wait.
Everyone, say bye to Clint on his last this week on Channel 9.
So he released the .NET Gadgeteer, which is kind of an Erector set, a Lego set, if you will, of components. So you have this baseboard, and you get a sensor that can go into, you know, these ports, and you just plug it in, and then behind in source code, it just works.
So give me a couple of scenarios of things I can build with these. Because I want to do the blood alcohol content tweeter that would tweet my blood alcohol content, and Some people thought of some terrible ideas for that that we're not going to go to.
I would have to see.
What can you build with this?
I would have to verify what has actually been announced, because I don't want to give anything away. See, I've learned.
That's a good one.
But I mean, there's lots of cool potentials with this, and it's, you know, they announce it, they want to show it off, and hopefully Colin will be nice enough to give Coding for Fun a couple units to play with.
We should have Colin on Channel 9.
Yeah.
Have him talk through this. Who's responsible for that? You?
That'd probably be
me. You should probably get on that.
I know.
Great. You need more on your action item. Well, now that you're not doing this show.
I know.
Got all that free time. So thank you, Clint, for your last show, and thanks, everyone.
Bye.